Amen. I praise the Lord for His goodness and His grace to us today. And I hope you're saved, hope you know it, hope that you're serving Him. And if not, I pray this will be the day it turns around for you. Amen. Genesis chapter 3 this morning, a very familiar chapter in the Word of God, but I feel like this is what the Lord would have us preach this morning. God's been stirring this thought in my heart for some days, and I sure want to be obedient to Him. Amen. I know this. There is a message, and there is the message. And I don't want a message. I want the message, amen. For that's the one that'll help us, amen. So I appreciate God and His goodness to us and a joy. Pastor, thank you for letting us come back and inviting us. I pray we can be a help to us this morning. Genesis chapter 3, I began reading in verse number 7. Now this is the chapter we commonly refer to as the fall of man. Adam and Eve have sinned, and they have turned their they ate of that fruit, and we find they have sinned against God. And I'm going to pick up with verse 7. Amen. Now we got volume. Amen. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 7. The Bible says, "And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, 'Where art thou?' And he said, 'I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.'" Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and for your grace. Oh, Father, I pray for just a few minutes this morning. You strengthen my voice and my body. I pray you give me unction of the Holy Ghost that I might preach the preaching that you bid us today. Lord, I pray that you prepare the hearts and the ear of the listener today. I pray your word to go forth in power and great glory in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I pray for that that's lost this morning. I pray the Spirit of God will reprove them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Lord, they repent and be saved. Help us as your people that we might draw closer to you. And everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, you can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 9 again this morning, where I want to bring our thought from, where the Bible says, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, 'Where art thou?'" I want to preach on those three words, that question this morning, on "Where art thou?" We find God speaking to Adam. And there's three things, and I'm not going to preach very long. I'll preach just a few minutes and get out of the way. But I think there's three things in this question we need to pay attention to as the Lord asked us today. Where art thou? Now, you can be doing well financially, but be a mess spiritually. You can be doing good physically and be a mess spiritually. You can be doing good socially and be a mess spiritually. And I say to us today, the greatest need of everybody's life is that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, people don't need religion. They need that relationship. And there's a world of difference in having religion and having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, friend, there's nothing like knowing Him and He knowing you. Amen. Well, friend, today, I think about three things. First of all, this question is a personal question. For He's speaking to Adam, "Where art thou?" Now, there are some in our day, they don't like our King James Bible like we do. They say they can't understand it. They don't understand the V's and the thou's and the ye's. Well, I can help you with that. When He's speaking to one person, He uses thee and thou.
When he's speaking to many, he uses the word ye. That's illustrated in John 3 when Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, you Nicodemus, you must, that's you and everybody else, you must be born again." Amen. He is speaking to Adam personally here. He said, "Where art thou?" You see, that question singled Adam out. Ain't it amazing? You can go to church and the church be full, and it feel like as the man of God preaches that you get singled out. It's not that the preacher knows what's happening in your life, but there's one in heaven that does. And you get in the crowd, but yet God's voice can come booming through to your soul and single you out and say, "I'm speaking to you." It's not your neighbor. It's not your spouse. It's not your children. It's not your parents. But I'm speaking to you. Hey, I'm going to tell you, when we go to church, this thing's personal. Amen. God's speaking to you today. It's not that He's speaking just to everybody else. Boy, there's a lot of shovel Christians in our day. It lands in front of them to take a shovel and pitch it to the right and say, "That's for sister so-and-so." Or they pitch it to the left and say, "That's for brother so-and-so." But I want to tell you, God's speaking to you today. Amen. Now, I prayed for service and before we got here this morning. But when the first note sounds, it's every man for himself. Amen. Hey, when that started, I forgot about you. I said, "God, what is it that you want to say to me? What do you want to do for me today?" Amen. Hey, that's why I asked Adam, "Where art thou?" He got personal with Adam. Singled him out. Sometimes I've had folk tell me, "Preacher, it's like you followed me this week." I don't have time. Amen. I'm too big of a time keeping me straight. Amen. But there's a God in heaven that's made every step with you this week. He's heard every word you said. He's gone the places you went. And man, hey, when the Word of God goes forth, He gets to speaking to you. Hey, it's a personal question. It singled Adam out. He wasn't even dealing with Eve. He got dealing with Adam. "Where art thou?" That's what God's saying to you. He's a singling you out this morning and asking you, "Where are you? How's your spiritual life? How's things between you and God? What's happening in your life? Where art thou?" It singled him out, but it also summonsed him. Now, I'm the old school. I don't believe you get saved without the Holy Ghost drawing you. Amen. Matter of fact, you're not even interested in getting saved till the Holy Ghost gets hold of you. Amen. And it ain't no different after you get saved either. Are you listening to me? You that say you willfully sin and you step out of the will of God, you ain't getting just back in when you want to. Now you're saved as you're ever going to get, but your fellowship's broke. Amen. And you can't get back in fellowship till He summons you. Amen. Hey, a lot of folk think they're in charge. We ain't in charge of nothing. Amen. Are you listening to me? God makes the first move. And the question asked Adam, "Where art thou?" It is a personal question. He's speaking to you today. Now, you can try to hide if you want to. But He's still going to call your name. I don't know anybody's names outside the preacher and his wife. As far as I remember, I'm not good with names. But God don't forget anybody. Amen. He knows everything about you. And He knows everything about me. And He's a speaking us persons. We're here today. Where art thou? Not only is it a personal question, but secondly, it is a piercing question. You say, "What do you mean, preacher?" It pierced through where Adam was hiding and what he was hiding behind. For when they sinned, the Bible said in verse 7, they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves aprons. They covered up their nakedness. This blows my mind because we ain't no different now. They must have thought God wouldn't notice. You ever thought about that? They made these aprons and they, in their mind, they said, "Well, God won't know the difference." But God would know the difference. And God did know the difference. See, some of you right here today, you come in here, you got your Baptist clothes on. Amen. Got your Sunday go-to-meeting clothes on. And all you're doing is you're hiding. Amen. You're hiding behind your Baptist garments. Oh yeah, multitudes go to church. They look like church folk. They act like church folk. But their relationship is null. Nothing going on the inside. Or else they're backslid and not in fellowship. They're trying to hide with that garment of religion, that garment that will seemingly help you fit in. You know, you can learn the garments to put on. You can learn the gab. Go to church long if you learn how to talk like the rest of them. Amen. You can even learn the gestures when to wave your hand. Amen. And still not be right with God. Amen. Adam, them there, hey, they have fallen, they have sinned. They have been separated from God. And they think an apron's going to fool God. Oh, they're hiding behind the apron. Hey, they're trying to hide in the midst of the trees. They found them a thicket. You country folk know what I'm talking about there. They went and get in a thick row of trees and thinking, well, this apron ain't going to fool him. So we'll just hide till he leaves the garden. Yeah, man. That's what Baptists do on Sunday too. Some folk like larger churches, they think they can hide better. Yeah, man. Oh, we'll go down to that church. They got so many people. Nobody will ever know the difference. Nobody will know the truth. But there's a God in heaven that comes through this place. And He speaks to us as individuals. And He deals with us as individuals. You can't hide from God. Oh, Adam and Eve, they're back there hiding in the midst of the trees. I'm hoping God will just say, well, I'll come back tomorrow. But God does it. He stops. I believe He stopped by the row of trees they was hid behind. Adam! Where are you at, son? Now, let me help you young Christians. God doesn't ask questions to get an answer. Because He already knows the answer. He's asking that question where Adam will get honest and give the answer. Amen. Get honest with himself. Amen. So that's a hard thing to do, get honest with yourself. Amen. You see, you get honest, it'll humble you down. Amen. It's hard to hide and make believe when you're getting honest. Amen. Hey, it was a piercing question. It pierced through the trees. It pierced through the apron. And it pierced through to his heart. Amen. Boy, that word, that question, where art thou? It grabbed a hold of Adam so strong that he had to realize what was going on. Oh, today, I don't know what you're hiding behind. I'm not one of these preachers that make folk doubt. I don't believe in that. But I do believe preaching the Bible. And I'm going to stand with my text. Amen. You see, they thought they'd hide. But God's voice come booming through the garden. Where art thou? And it pierced through everything that they put up as a facade. Amen. Hey, where are you at spiritually today? It's a personal question. It is a piercing question. Boy, you said the Bible in the New Testament, particularly the book of Acts, those men would go to preaching. You find these phrases. They were pricked in the heart. And they were cut to the heart. You see, that Bible, it's a sharp two-edged sword. It'll pierce you. That's why a lot of folk are going to these more modern churches where they give you stories and no Bible. Just go in there and they'll make you feel warm and fuzzy. Make me feel good about myself, preacher. Oh, build me up, preacher. I've got low self-esteem. I don't know many have low self-esteem. I know a lot of folk, including myself, got a lot of pride. Amen. this Bible, as it is preached, will pierce your heart, will prick your heart, will cut you to the heart. It'll make you uneasy. Amen. Make you squirm in your seat. Make you look at that watch and oh, I hope he'll hurry and get done. Amen. Oh, that Bible, sharp two-edged sword, it'll do a work in your heart. It'll cut through everything that you're trying to put on. Hey, it'll show you what you are. Oh, we find, he said, where art thou? Adam, where are you at? It's a personal question. It is a piercing question. But let me say this, it is a powerful question. Because it calls Adam to respond. Now, he's been hiding. He's afraid. Understand something. Adam's never been afraid to this day. You realize that? Adam has never feared God walking in that garden. The days before this one, boy, I have no doubt he's probably waiting for the side of the garden where the Lord would come walking into. And with great anticipation, he'd say, hello, Lord. I'm glad you come by to talk to me. I sure been longing to talk to you today. Oh, before this day here in Genesis 3, he had a privilege that God would come walking in the cool of the day and would talk to Adam. And Adam wasn't afraid. Adam was rejoicing that God was speaking to him. But after he sinned, he's afraid. He's hiding out. But God knew where he was. Amen. I'm glad God don't leave us alone. Man, if he left us alone, we'd be in trouble. But I'm glad God, hallelujah, I'm glad God loves me enough, and he loves you enough, that he'll come walking through where we're at and call out to us, hey, where art thou? He loves you so much. He's interested in you. Oh, friend, it pierced and began to work in old Adam's heart. It was so powerful that Adam responded there in verse 10. He said, I heard thy voice in the garden, I was afraid, cause I was naked. Can I hid myself? Oh, those three words. Is that not amazing? He said, where art thou? And oh, it's so powerful. I can see Adam as he slips out back from behind that tree. He looked back and he said, he knows. He knows. Even when I might as well come out and face him. He already knows. Amen. I'm telling you, ain't no need you trying to hide no longer. He's already calling you by name. He's already speaking to you personally. What you need to do is come out behind your facade and get out there and get real honest with God. He comes and responds that, I was afraid, I was naked, I hid myself. You know what Adam's saying right there? Adam's saying first, I'm not where I used to be. I'm not where I used to be. Because you see, he used to be able to walk with God in the cool of the day. To reach out and say, Lord, good to see you. Him reach out and say, son, I love you. Amen. But now it's different. You see, he used to wait on the Lord at the side of the garden. God come walking through. Now he's not where he used to be. He's back here hiding. Are you not where you used to be? I'm talking saved folk just a minute. He's asking you where you are you not where you used to be? Was there a day in your life that you were closer to God than you are now? Is there a time you loved your Bible more than you love it now? Did you love to pray more than you pray now? Did you love coming to church more back there than you do now? Amen. I'm not a mean preacher, but I'm delivering what God put on my heart. I'm telling you, friend, my heart's a burden for our churches today. So many are just playing church. We need to come clean with God and just admit we're not where we used to be. Amen. You used to have a song in your heart, but there's no song. You're like the children of Israel. You hung your harp on the willow. Amen. You used to have a shout, but there's no shout. There used to be joy in your heart, and now there's no joy. There used to be peace like a river in your heart, and now that peace has been disturbed. It's not there like it used to be. Where art thou? I'm not where I used to be. What's that word for a Christian to say? I'm not where I used to be. I see he's also saying, I'm not where I should be. Not where I should be. Lord, I should have met you by the gate. I'm not where I should be. Boy, those folk need to get honest with God like that. I'm not where I should be. I should be in there closer with you. Lord, I should be, and when I pray, getting into the Holy of Holies. Lord, I should be more excited. I should have a more of a burden. I should be more on fire for you. I should be doing something for you. Oh, friend, Adam, as he responds, is admitting, I'm not where I used to be, and I'm not where I should be. I believe also he's saying, I'm not where I could be. I'm not where I could be. As a child of God, listen to me. So many Christians are living beneath their birthright. Did you hear what I said? Living beneath their birthright. Before I was saved, I was separated from God. There was no fellowship. There was no comfort by His presence. But when I got saved, then I got in fellowship. I've got access to His throne now. Oh, but when you get cold and indifferent, oh, and you're not where you could be. Oh, you know what? Every morning we get up, we can say, good morning, Lord. Or we can say, good Lord, it's morning. Right? Well, some of you didn't. You got up this morning, lost an hour of sleep. Amen. Oh, we got to go to church now. Lord, you had to come, didn't you? I had to go to church today. That's a miserable state to be in. I have to go to church. Amen. That's a bad... I have to go to church. I'm not having to. I get to. I'm wanting to. Amen. Oh yeah. If some of you get over having to. Get back in fellowship where you get to. Amen. Are you listening to me? So many today, they're not where they could be. I hear it all the time. I have them talk about them old saints of God. And I thank God for them old time saints that was in my life that helped point me to Christ and let me know this thing's real. Man, I was running that old-fashioned crowd. That's where I was raised. So, and I'll tell you, it didn't take 15 verses nothing to make them shout. If you just struck it with a Holy Ghost cord, buddy, they'd cut loose. Amen. If the good Holy Ghost got to moving, man, they'd get excited. That's right. But you know what? I found some people think that's just for that old crowd. Or they just think that's just for the preacher or some deacons or something. That's just for somebody. I'm telling you, every one of us who are saved by the grace of God, I can have a closeness, a sweetness, a relationship, a fellowship with God. Hey, it ain't just for us left. It's every child of God. Amen. Oh, to enjoy His embrace. You ever gone to church? He'd be at church. Amen. One of our daughters, when she's little, I've been pastoring my children's whole life. They don't know nothing but daddy preaching, being on the platform. That's all they've ever known. And we used to get there early, done lock the door and cut the lights on. And I'd hold the door open for my wife and her at the time. That little young jump in the door and holler, anybody home? Amen. And all, I mean, every time she done it, in my heart, I'm saying, I want him to be. I'm looking for him to be at the house. Amen. Are you listening to me? Oh, and you come to church and you're anticipating what God's going to do. Oh, looking for God to do a mighty work. Oh, that's a joy to have that. Amen. Hey, where art thou? Where are you at spiritually today? I told you I'm about done. I just, this is what burdened my heart. I've not left nothing out. Give everything the Holy Ghost told me to give you. But I'm going to stress you, and don't you take a real good inward look, because that's what God was doing to Adam. That's what God wants you to do today. That, I'm telling you again, a lot of folk don't like to go to church where you have to make that inward look. But I'm telling you, I need that inward look every time I come to church. Every time I open up Bible, when I'm in my secret place of prayer and study, I need to take that inward look. Amen. Oh, friend, where are you at? Maybe you're here today and you just be honest and preach, I'm lost. I don't know the Lord. And God spoke to your heart today. I'm telling you today, if God the Holy Ghost has revealed that fact to you and is drawing you and you know it, somebody say, how do you know? You gonna know it. There ain't no doubt when the Holy Ghost talks. He got a distinct voice. Amen. Let me give you a difference between the voice of the devil and the voice of the Holy Ghost talking to you. The devil say, if you were right, you wouldn't have done that. If you was really saved, you wouldn't have done... No, that's the way the devil talks. The Lord talks to him just a matter of fact. You're saved, you're lost. He's not going to go around the barn to tell you nothing. He's going to cut through the chase, come through the tree line, and tell you just how it is. Amen. Hey, sinner, why not now with God the Holy Ghost speaking to you? But then those of us that are saved, how are we in our walk with God? Where are you? Well, I mean, is that fellowship still sweet or has it been broken? Only you and God know that. Now you can come in here and smile. You can come in here and you can sing. You can even come in here and testify. And your fellowship broke. Because what sad, the average Baptist wouldn't know if you're in fellowship or not, no how. Amen? But you and God know the truth. You and God know exactly what's going on in your life. Where art thou today? How are things between you and the Lord? Father, I pray you take a simple thought and use it for your honor.